into life.
That'll take a few minutes to finish. The perfect opportunity for me to take my mid-morning nap.
He flapped to a smaller and cozier room at the back of the office. In just a few moments, the dolphin snores echoed around the stony cave. What are we going to do now? It's boring when we can't go outside.
We could go outside, but we don't want to get turned into flying fish.
Why don't we order a pizza? Debbie pointed to a nearby telephone.
The pizza in Coral Cove is terrible. It always arrives soggy.
She took another look at the telephone and a cheeky grin covered her face.
But you've given me a great idea, Debbie. I know exactly how we can have some fun.
A few caves along Seaweed Street, the phone rang in Mr. Sweet Tooth's candy shop.
Hello?
This is Wilmot calling,
said an odd voice.
We're outside with the shipment of 1 million plankton you ordered.
Mr. Sweet Tooth was wide-eyed with surprise.
But I didn't order 1 million plankton.
My mistake. We'll deliver your shipment of 10 million plankton this afternoon.
The shocked shark heard snickering on the other end of the line. Suddenly, it went dead.